I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey folks, welcome back. It's Dr. Rob Zammer here with another episode of the Doggy Pod. And I mean another episode. We've done quite a few, haven't we, Stephen?
Well, not of late, but yes, there's quite a few there for people who go to their podcast platform. There's a lot of episodes of the Doggy Pod, multiple series. Anyway, you're Dr. Rob Zammer. I'm your producer, Stephen Peters. And it's my job to try and keep you coherent. On track, making sense, and not going off topic, which you do have a habit of doing. Is that correct, Dr. Rob?
I'll put my hand up, hand on heart. I have to say, yes, I do, and I love it, because we just talk dogs here and then get off track and talk about other things as well, because everyone out there, well, they're just our friends, aren't they? And I mean everyone all over the world.
Well, a good intro, Rob. Well done. Because this episode is a little bit different to our other episodes, because we are heard all over the world. I think our biggest audience is still in the States. Our second biggest is obviously Australia. But we're also, we score reasonably well in Mexico, Armenia, Bulgaria. Only a few weeks back, we were number one in the under the heading of pets and family, I think it was. Ireland, Singapore. So we get lots of messages from people from all over the world, which is lovely. And it's just nice knowing that our little podcast here is heard in, you know, all over the world, far flung corners of the world, all just listening to Dr. Rob Zammit and wondering who this dude is banging on like he knows what he's talking about.
It's because you produce the show, Stephen. That's what it's all about.
Anyway, we do get messages and like emails and messages on our various platforms, questions to Dr. Rob. So we thought we'd just pick a couple of them from different countries, and you know, there might be information here that is of use to everybody. But hopefully Dr. Rob knows the answer. So let's put him on the spot now.
On the world stage. Here we go.
So Sean from Dublin, which is sort of an obvious name, isn't it? Sean, sorry, Sean, I didn't mean to be demeaning or anything, but he says, I think it's a he, it might be a she actually, S-E-A-N. I'm sure it's a he.
Sean.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I've just got a rescue dog and I'm new to owning a dog, not since I was a little kid. What vaccinations should I have for him? He's a three-year-old cross of some sort, and that's all he knows, Sean.
Well, I would say...
3 years old, he's top of the probably morning. vaccinated, wouldn't he be at 3 years?
Yeah, I would... Well, that's possible, but I would say top of the morning to you, Sean, and the rest of the day to yourself. I have an Irish vet that works for us, comes from County Clare, and he actually delayed coming out here because he had to stay and watch his team play that Gaelic game. What's it called? You know, when they grab the thing and throw it?
Gaelic football, between, isn't it?
It's just a cross between Aussie rules and hockey and...
I have seen that,
I should remember. Now, they won that year anyway. That's why he delayed coming out here. But in Ireland, you're pretty lucky. Rabies is not at all in Ireland, to my knowledge. It's on the other side of your pond, on the other side of the English Channel. Rabies is endemic in France. And that was the big worry, that rabies would come through the tunnel that was built because of the foxes. Very much in foxes over there, and it just comes through.
Wow, really? Rabies in France?
Oh, yeah. Rabies in foxes. And any canines can get, well, a lot of different animals can get rabies. We can get it too. That don't have to be a canine. But it's not in Ireland, so you don't have to worry too much about that. But one of the bugs that's common all over the world is a bacteria carried by rats called leptospirosis. And I would think it would be very wise to make sure your dog's vaccinated against leptospirosis. The other important ones are distemper, hepatitis, and parvovirus. If you don't know your dog's status, you can either do one of two things. You could have blood tests done to see if he's got antibodies to those particular bugs, or just have him vaccinated and be done with it, which would be my advice.
So then you can't over-vaccinate? Like, what if you vaccinate a dog twice for the same thing?
Oh, that's not going to hurt the dog. There's talk that if you keep doing it every year, year in, year out, you could cause cancer in the dog. And maybe you can, maybe you can't. If you are worried, then once you know that your dog is properly vaccinated, each year you should have a blood test done to make sure that the antibodies are high enough, because they are in some dogs and not in others. You know, we do blood tests here, not uncommonly those people that don't want to vaccinate every year, and we do find a percentage of it that are not covered. They need that booster. So, you know, every 12 to 18 months, we recommend they either get vaccinated or have the blood test done to make sure your dog is well covered. So distemper, hepatitis, parvo, essential, because they're still out there. I see people that don't vaccinate. They'll go with some homeopathic type of vaccination program, and I see quite a few of these dogs ending up with parvo, and I've even seen distemper in dogs that are not vaccinated. Quite a few years ago, a lot of people stopped vaccinating, and we had a little outbreak of distemper, which is, you don't see much of it at all usually, because dogs are covered, but if they're not, it raises its ugly head. The other vaccine that's required often by boarding kennels, if you're going on holiday, Sean, and you want to leave your dog in the boarding kennel, will be kennel cough. It's a parainfluenza and Bordetella bronchiceptor. Bordetella bronchiceptor is related to whooping cough in humans, which is Bordetella pertussis. So it's good to have them vaccinated for that if they're going into boarding kennels, or if you're just worried. Yeah, it's not a lethal disease, just a very contagious disease if your dog picks it up. And the vaccine's a bit like the COVID vaccine. You can vaccinate and still get it, but they don't get it very bad if they're vaccinated. It does give them some degree of protection.
So, Sean, that's probably, there's at least 4 or 5 vaccinations there that your new rescue dog is going to need. So, go on.
Always, always, always talk to your veterinarian. You know, for example, for those people that live in rabies countries, we would always recommend that your dog is covered with rabies vaccine. So talk to your veterinarian about your local area. They will know best as to what vaccines are essential. If you can't get to your veterinarian, the veterinary nurses will often be able to tell you the story, and then you can make an appointment to see the vet.
Okay, hopefully that was of some help to you, Sean. Now, listen, we're going over to Europe now, where we rate reasonably well in Germany. So Victor... from Germany, writes.
German Shepherd?
No. Interestingly, he says, my French bulldog Looks bored. Looks bored most of the time. What do you recommend as the best toy to keep him occupied?
Well, if you're not there to play with him,
yeah,
and give him
say
time.
That, so I'm assuming.
That's the best toy is you to play with him. The French Bulldogs especially love playing with their owners. Very good with kids. They'll play all day long, but probably not bored. Probably just resting because, you know, people expect their dogs to be up and around and running around all the time. You know, in the wild, the dog rests for most of the day, so don't get too worried. But they also, French Bulldogs, will find their own industry if you don't give them something to chew on. They love chewing. So I would recommend those type of toys, that, you know, hardy toys, because they've got quite a bite on them, the French Bulldog. And they, of course, they like treats as well. So things like Kongs, where you put little treats in there, and, you know, they have to think it out. How do I get these treats out and play with that toy and chew it? But even some of those bones, those really big pieces, so they don't chop it, anything off. Not raw bones, but some of the nylon bones. You've got to be careful with nylon bones because if they chop a bit off, they can choke on it. Nevertheless, if you can give them something that will chew on, that's the best design, I think, for a bulldog, a French bulldog.
Okay.
They're quite intelligent dogs, very industrious dogs, so chewing toys are more than retrieving type toys is what they want.
Now, Zoe, I hope you're listening to this episode, Zoe, because you probably weren't expecting to be part of an episode. But Zoe lives in Mexico. I don't know exactly where in Mexico. She doesn't say. But what she does ask is, we've had a dog for many years, a brown Labrador called Choco, but now our three-year-old daughter wants a cat as well. What advice would you give? So doesn't say how old the Labrador is, but she says many years.
They picked an affable breed. Labradors are a great family dog and tend to accept everything. What I would recommend is that you take your Labrador to a place where there is a cat, you know, a cattery, and allow just people that will allow you to go near the cattery and just sit your dog there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Lay your dog down. Don't let him carry on too much. Don't let Choco, you know, bounce around. Just take it easy. Maybe give him something to chew on while you're there, just to get used to the smell of having cats around, and so he doesn't chase them or anything like that. Some training during that time would go down.
But
really
how do you
well.
Train him to like a cat?
Just normal obedience training. Okay. So he's getting some normal heel, sit, down, drop, stand, just while they're near cats and smell the cats. Believe it or not, that's just getting him into line. And then, yeah, if you've got a friend that's got an older cat to test him with, you'd be better off, because once you've got a little kitten, it may be a bit hard. I'd be very surprised if a Labrador doesn't accept a little kitten straight away. But you've got to be careful. Don't allow the Labrador to play with anything, but rather get a towel, rub it on the kitten and bring it home. Let the Labrador smell it, not grab it, not chew it, not play with it. Smell that towel with the smell of the kitten on there. And, yeah, then it's time to the big test, bring the kitten home and have Choco on a lead so you know you can control Choco and just let them meet that way. Got to be careful because the other thing is the kitten or cat may not want to meet Choco, a great true. Big chocolate Labrador, and whack Choco on the nose. If that happens, all bets are off. Choco's going to retaliate, and then there'll be hell to pay. So it's got to be done slowly but with control of both animals. That's very important. Do it that way, and things will be okay. Just leave it to Mother Nature. Well, dogs hate cats, and cats hate dogs. It's not going to work out too well. You've got to have control of that situation so that Zoe's little kitten will be quite well and be able to manage being with Choco without any problems.
Well, yeah, good luck. But you're right, a brown Labrador, gee, you know, I can't imagine him being too cranky. All right, a little closer to home for us. Anyway, it's in Asia, and Christina from the Philippines, once again, doesn't say exactly where, but my dog always seems to have stains on her teeth, but it's expensive for the vet to clean them. Is there any way I can do it at home? What would you suggest? Stains on her teeth.
Yeah, well, there's two expenses. I mean, there's the money expense, but it's also an expense on the dog's body, having an anaesthetic every time it needs its teeth cleaned. Funny, I was reading something about a company that sells seaweed to help clean dogs' teeth and people's teeth and all these other things, and it says works well when you give raw bones as well. I had to laugh because raw bones in themselves work very, very well, and I like soft bones. Lamb brisket is probably the best if you can get it, but any soft brisket bone or rib bone, lamb neck, they're the ideal bones to keep dogs' teeth very clean. Once a week, once a fortnight. People get upset. They give a bone and the next day the dog may have a bit of soft motions, you know, real squirty motions. It's just cleaning the dog out. Other people say, oh, no, he vomits when I give him bone. They get used to it and they'll chew it up more each time and not vomit. But just the vomiting of a bit of bone up or passing a bit of diarrhea, what looks like diarrhea or watery motions, and then it settles very quickly within 24 hours. It happens in the wild as well. It's not something that I get too worried about. Dogs that will swallow big pieces would worry me, but if the dog chews it well, that's what I'd be doing. I find raw bones an essential part of the diet. My diet is a good quality dry food mixed with a little bit of high quality protein and a raw bone once a week or once a fortnight, depending on the dog. Keeps their teeth clean, keeps their bowels healthy. It's got the right amount of bacteria usually on the, and the right type of bacteria on the meat when it's raw. So they've got their own probiotics. The dry food is well balanced because companies spend billions of dollars researching and getting their share of the market. Well, they're not going to put out a dog food that's no good. So that's the way I see a dog's diet. It's certainly giving them a raw bone, Christina, once a week or once a fortnight. We'll clean those teeth.
So I had read somewhere, or maybe heard somewhere, that dry dog food is actually pretty good for teeth as well. Is that right, or is that just an old wives' tale?
I haven't found very many. Well, I haven't found any dog foods that particularly keep the dog's teeth clean all the time. I've seen them advertised. I have clients that sometimes come in and say, "Look, I've used this particular bone that's made for teeth, like a food bone." Mm. And I give it once a day, and look at them, their teeth are clean. I found other clients come in, I'm giving this once a day, and it's doing nothing for the teeth. It varies because of the pH of the dog's saliva and the propensity to build up tartar on the teeth. But I don't always find those dental foods to be quite as good as I'd like them to be.
All right, right, we're whizzing back to, gee, we are really, you know, going around the globe tonight. We're whizzing back to Belgium, to Europe and Belgium. And because we've actually, the Doggy Pod has rated really well there for quite some time. So hello to all our Belgium listeners, Belgian listeners. I hope you keep listening. Anyway, Lucas from Belgium. My dog is 15 years old and is a cross poodle. She started to limp a lot, but hasn't had an injury or anything. Can dogs get arthritis? 15 years old. Well, yeah, what do you reckon?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Dogs do get arthritis, and at 15, I'm not surprised, especially when it gets cold there in Belgium. You know, during their winters are very cold, and that's when they're going to really do the worst on their joints. And yes, they get arthritis. One of the easy things for arthritis, we use a thing called New Zealand green lip muscle. And I looked it up just recently because my friend from Switzerland was saying he uses green shell tablets for his dogs for fertility and for arthritis. And they're the same thing. So green shell tablets in Europe, in Switzerland, in Belgium would help with arthritis. It's not the answer. The stronger ones are what's called non-steroidal. In other words, tablets that don't come from cortisone, no cortisone base, so it doesn't have side effects. And there's a few of those. There's an injectable, which you get once a week, which is pentasan polysulfate.
But people wouldn't go to a vet every week to get their dog injected, would they? Wouldn't be able to afford to.
Oh, they do,
really?
Yeah, for arthritis, yeah. It's not once a week forever.
Yeah.
It's usually a course once a week for 4 to 6 weeks, and then repeat it maybe in 6 months or 9 months or whatever it takes. Sometimes you just have it just going into winter, you give them a course, and then you don't need to do it again till next going into winter time. It's a pretty neat drug, even being looked at for humans. In fact, there's a human drug, but you've got to be careful of the dose. So you tend not to be able to use the human tablets because they're too strong. A drug called meloxicam, that's available for dogs now and cats as well. There's a thyrocoxibin, we call it Previcox here in Australia. Very, very good drug for arthritis. And then there's carprofen, which is also a non-steroidal. All these drugs, you've got to be careful. Some, you know, will there be reactions? Generally not. Previcox, which I find really good, for example, I've only had one dog that's reacted in all the dogs I've used on. And would you believe it? That's my own dog.
So, what was the reaction? What happened?
Kidneys. It could start drinking a lot, and I did a blood count. Kidney count was up, so we stopped. When you're on any of these drugs, and a dog of 15 deserves it once a year, just have some blood pulled and have a blood panel done to make sure that the kidneys are fine, the liver's fine, and everything else is going well. Don't need vaccinations at that age, but they do benefit from a checkup and having some blood tests and deciding if there's anything else that you need to have done to keep the dog alive and well. But having said that, Lucas, 15 years old, whatever you've been doing, just keep on doing it. I wouldn't get too worried other than maybe it's time for some arthritis tablets for your dog. That's all.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little taste of the Doggy Pod International edition. We might do this again sometime because we do get lots of questions from people all over the place. We hope there might have been something in there for everybody. And we will be back for another episode of the Doggy Pod pretty darn soon, I reckon. I can't say exactly when, but it'll be very soon. So keep your notifications on and you'll hear a little beep and it'll be like, oh, it's a new episode of the Doggy Pod. Excellent. Anyway, this is Stephen Peters and thank you very much for listening. We really do appreciate it.
And this is Dr. Rob Zammit, and I'm amazed, you know, tonight on this episode, it's proven to me that as dog owners, we are united across the world. If only our politicians could do the same. Everybody, I hope you have a peaceful time. Till next time.
Hear, hear, yes.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.